Let's start with a little meditation, and then what I'm going to do, we're going to mainly do thought bubbles, and we're going to pair up, and you're each going to practice teach each other how to do breath meditation. So sit up straight, uncross your legs. And we'll track the sound to focus. Now, if you've had your eyes open, try closing your eyes or looking at the floor and see if that makes a difference in how you hear the sound. And what we'll do now, we'll do 5 minutes of breath meditation. So just stay in your meditative posture. Let your eyes close or focus on the floor. And we'll follow the breath through the nose all the way through into through the lungs and the diaphragm. Do you want to let her in?
I'm so sorry. I'm locking us in.
Okay.
It's just too late.
That's okay.
I heard you.
We're going to do a 5-minute meditation. Okay, we can end the meditation. Questions? Was it hard? No?
Yeah, it's been hard.
It was? What was it like?
I don't know, I'm not very good at like concentrating and being still and all that kind of thing, and then I feel like it's been a long time since I was in meditation. I feel like the last time I had like saxophone or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even used to it. Also, we just had caffeine, which is probably not a good
idea. So you felt your body moving everywhere?
I feel like I could run a marathon.
Before you tried to meditate, did you notice how hard it was to sit still, or only since you tried to meditate?
I think I knew it was going to be hard, but it wasn't until I actually tried to sit still that I was just like, no, that's too long.
So that's okay. You just keep becoming aware of it. Because it doesn't, the fact that you're still, your body's still restless, but you're trying to pay attention, you're still benefiting. Because you're still exercising those muscles of awareness. So you're starting to bring more into your conscious awareness.
Do you think that meditation would help people with ADHD?
It does. I mean, they've done studies. It definitely does. Part of what it does is it helps regulate some of the brain functions. Part of what it does, which we're going to talk about in the brain science class, is it helps develop the part of the brain that integrates,
so
the prefrontal. Well, it develops the prefrontal cortex. So it actually helps the prefrontal cortex etch pathways so that the neurons connect, and it creates new neuronal connections. The prefrontal cortex is the integrative function of the brain. So it's not just control or regulation, it's making it easier for the body to integrate the restlessness. Because the restlessness comes from either our emotional center or our limbic center, our lack of ability to process our connectedness. So that's what kind of creates. I mean, they're not really sure what creates ADHD. And the other thing meditation does is it helps create a sense of well-being. And when you have a sense of well-being, there's a little bit more tolerance for disruption in the system. When there's more tolerance for disruption, there's less restlessness, there's less agitation, so there's more ability to focus. So. What else?
I kept my posture the entire time.
Good job. Yay! Any other milestones we should celebrate? Okay, I want to do more on the thought bubble. But what I thought would be good, because usually when you learn something, you're aware of how much you don't know, but you're less aware of how much you do know. And it's relatively easy to teach someone to watch their breath and then sit still. You won't be able to teach them necessarily much more than that, but the ability to focus and pay attention to the breath is something we've been doing for a few weeks now, and you can teach your annoying little brother or sister. You can teach your parents. You can teach your friends. And I want you to practice teach each other, because you're going to realize what you do know and what you don't know and what you want to know about. So why don't we just pair up? So one, two, you two, you two, you two, you two, you two, you two. And we'll spend roughly 10 minutes, so 5 minutes each, practice guiding each other through a breath meditation. And if you don't remember, how to start. Imagine that your partner doesn't know anything about it and hasn't been in class. Do your best to give them a sense of why it's important and to try it out together. Okay, we can bring the first meditation to a close. And we can switch partners. And one of you two can teach me, and then the other one can teach the other. Who wants to teach me? Okay, come over here. So remember, you want to explain as if they don't know anything. Tell them what to do, why to do it, and then start meditating together, and you can guide them through.
So keep your back straight.
Okay, we can start to bring the meditation to a close.
It is warm in here.
That was good. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Questions?
I was told that I sound like you.
Oh, really? So who was able to meditate more easily when you were working with each other? I know you were good. You were. I noticed that. She's a good teacher.
I like being talked to. It's like in yoga. Mm-hmm. You do stuff and all of a sudden they're like, relax your face, and you don't even realize that your face was tight, but then you just like sink into it.
Yeah.
Like it helps to have somebody tell you stuff.
Yeah. Who had good instructions?
You were
And did you find it easier to talk each other through than you thought? Yeah.
At first it was weird because I kept on laughing, but we got through it.
And how many of you have tried this at home?
I tried it in the
bubble one, yeah.
In the shower, you tried it with the sensation? How'd that go?
I don't know, I just started thinking about other stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm wasting water.
The one where the top of our head is like
breathing.
Yeah, breathing. When I like can't go to sleep, that seems to work. So I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Very soul cleansing.
Great. It'd be worth experimenting with it a little bit more. So the times to experiment with it are transition times. So right when you arrive at school or right when you arrive home.
I'm on the train sometimes.
On the train. It's good.
I
want
three trains.
Yeah. How long's your train ride? 20 minutes?
It depends on where I'm going. I live in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's perfect time. You don't have to close your eyes if it's weird when you're on the train. I mean, a lot of people sleep on the train anyway, so yeah. So transition times are really good because it gives us a little bit of space. You know, it's like washing the blackboard, you know, or turning your phone off and on to like get rid of all the fragments. So we want to clear out like the loose static, and transition times are really good, and stress times. You know, when you have a project you're behind on, you're stressed, trying this for a few minutes beforehand, or if you get really stuck and you start getting really frustrated, just walk away for 10 or 15 minutes and then come back. Those are good times to try it. Do you have more big testing coming up, or have you done it all?
Yes.
May.
May is like testing
month. AP tests?
IB.
IB.
Which is way worse.
Well, they're both pretty bad.
Horrifying.
1, 2, 7. At least AP are multiple choice.
These are like 7 written
tests.
These are
essays. Like you just
timed essays.
Yeah.
On the spot.
Mm-hmm.
For each subject.
In Spanish, too.
In Spanish.
In a different language.
Are you worried about them already?
Yes. Because it's everything we learned for the past 2 years in one test.
Okay. Well, good. So let's start building up strength and resiliency to deal with tension. Because you're going to be tense. It's an important time. It's an important test. The way you're going to perform the best is if you have a little more space. So that's good to know. So we have, when they start, all May?
Yeah.
Okay.
From like the entire month.
It's from like May 4th all the way up to May 22nd or something like that.
Well, there's weekends.
Well, weekends.
Yeah, and it's weekends like Monday to studying, Thursday. You know. And they're like in the morning and sometimes in the afternoon too. So
how many do you have?
They have 7.
Who has 7?
Oh, we have 7 subjects. You have to take like multiple tests in each subject.
Yeah. Okay.
So sometimes you have to take like 3 tests before.
Yeah, like history's 3 papers.
Okay. So we're going to cultivate the art of test taking and the art of tension management. So this will be good. This will be really good. Well, the thing is, you know you're going to have the tests. You know they create tension, so we're going to use the mindfulness practice to be aware of what's going on. Because the more aware we are of it, then the more control we have over how we want to respond. So you're probably not going to be able to get rid of the tension, but you're going to be able to expect it and decide that you're going to function anyway, even though there's all that tension clouding your mind, you're actually still going to be able to function. So that'll be powerful. So let's do some thought bubble meditation, because it's Miss McKay's favorite meditation. She likes the thought bubble. She's not here. No, she slipped out. But it is her favorite one. And do you remember how to do it?
No.
Vaguely. So what we're going to do is, it's part of what the thought bubble meditation does, is it gives us some self-knowledge so we know what's going on. Now, we might think that we're worried about the test, but actually, you know, something happened, or we forgot to do something really small and we think we're going to get in trouble for it, and that's what we're actually worried about, and we think we're worried about something else. So thought bubbles help you identify what's going on. Put the garbage can in between. Okay. So when the thought arises, watch it come up. Just put a bubble around it. Let it float away. Watch it as long as you can. And then when the next one comes up, follow it. Put a bubble around it. Watch it float away. Don't get involved with the thoughts. Don't try to change them. Don't try to control them. Don't worry about how you feel about them. You might be happy, you might be sad about them. It doesn't really matter. We're putting them all equally in translucent bubbles and letting them fall away. Okay. So we'll go for about 10 minutes. So, oops, sorry. So we're doing thought bubbles. So the next thought that comes up, put it in a bubble, watch it float off on the screen of your awareness until you can't see it anymore, and then watch the next thought that comes up. Put that one in a bubble and let it float away. Let the thoughts do their own thing. For this moment, we're not going to get involved with them. We're not going to respond to them. Be easy. This is hard. You might find things you're happy about. Put them in bubbles and let them float away. You might find physical pain that registers as a thought. Put that in a bubble, let it float away. It might seem like you're not thinking about anything. If you can't follow the thought bubbles, leave your neighbor alone. And do your best to just listen and be aware of what's happening. What did you notice about the difference between this and the breath meditation?
It's almost like fighting with myself because you kind of like let the thoughts come, whereas the other one you're trying to like push them away so you can concentrate on the breathing.
Mm-hmm. Did you find you couldn't find thoughts that you thought you weren't thinking? No, you had a lot of thoughts. Were they different thoughts than you expected?
Sometimes. I started thinking about a construction project near my house, and I really don't know where that came from.
See, the mind churns up all kinds of things. What else? This is a quiet side of the room. What did you notice? Your head hurts. Which part?
From the front part of my head.
Uh-huh.
There's like a sharp pain when I try to do it.
Really?
I don't know why.
Do you feel it now?
No, just when I try to do the meditation thing.
Always or just the thought bubbles?
Just today.
Did you hit your head?
No.
Have you been drinking water?
Yeah.
Enough?
Probably. I think so.
Okay. Well, try drinking more water, and if you feel a headache when you're trying to meditate, just stop. The brain's a delicate organ, and it's growing, and it's doing all kinds of things, and this does stretch your brain. It exercises your brain, and if you've gotten hit in the head in sports or, anything like that, you want to be very careful. Has anyone here had a concussion?
No. When I was little.
When you were little?
No, I don't do anything.
Yeah. So if you've had a concussion or, you know, if you're playing basketball or something and you got cracked in the head or soccer or rugby or anything, be very careful when you're meditating. If you feel a headache coming on, and you can't just relax around it, just stop. Just be quiet. What else do you notice with the thought bubbles?
For some reason, I felt like I was going to faint.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You felt dizzy?
Yeah. I got dizzy. I felt like I was going to faint. Just like out. But then I didn't because I heard the bell.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the thought bubbles, I think I'm able to do it.
Yeah. Do you feel faint with the breath meditation or just the thought bubbles?
I don't know. It's just like
it just came on.
Sleep, right? Just like
because you're very, very still. You don't look like you're leaning in one direction or another. Let's see what happens. You can always open your eyes. What else?
I just notice how tight my neck is.
Mm-hmm.
Which does not make me feel faint, but I can feel almost how hard it is to breathe because I feel like my muscles are so tight. My throat
doesn't
have anywhere to go, so
it's
just
it's
stuck.
Yeah. We hold a lot of tension in the neck and the vocal cords, and also it's just the head is just heavy on the top of the neck, and so it can crunch our a little bit there, and we hold a lot of tension in our jaw, so. The more aware you are of that, the more you can just, do some head rolls and neck rolls and also, like you were doing when you were guiding the meditation, just consciously relax the muscles. You know, consciously picture your throat softening and the tension pouring out of it. Also, usually we speak from the top of our neck rather than further down. Like most of us have much lower voices than we let ourselves have, particularly women tend to speak just from the top of their neck. So that creates a lot of tension rather than having a lot more presence and force. What else? What? How was it? You lost your thoughts. They just disappeared. Yeah. I know. I have that too. How was it for you?
It was kind of hard to gather my thoughts. Something weird kind of happened. I think you said, think of, some sort of pain and then put it, in a bubble. I kind of saw, it kind of felt like a dark light.
Uh huh.
It's in a circle. And I thought about it. It kind of felt like there was pressure on my head, but then I saw it. I visualized it leaving, and it got lighter all of a sudden.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. You just experiment with this, and you felt like you were dripping, like a clock dripping down the side of something.
No, that's just generally how I feel. Do meditation and we talk about it, I just feel the world, it's surreal. Mm-hmm.
Great. It's going well. So I want you to do one more practice teaching because we have 10 more minutes. And we can use the same partners again. And you can use either the breath meditation, the body scan meditation, or the thought bubble meditation, whichever one you want to practice doing. And great. So I'll ring the bell to start, and we can start with the same person can start. Or you can switch who starts. You can keep talking. You can keep guiding them through. That's fine. You can leave some quiet and then keep just to practice. Okay, you can give the instructions to end the meditation to your partner. Okay, great. We can switch. You can give the instruction to end the meditation. Now talk with each other about what worked and what didn't work, and what was weird and what you liked and what happened. All right. So you guys did a great job. Very good job. I think you are. There's a shift, because for the first couple of weeks, nobody really knew how to do this, and nobody was really able to sit still. And now you're actually able to talk each other through. So that's fast. You're doing great. And experiment with it. Even if you experiment with it for 30 seconds here or there. So have a great week. And next week we're going to do brain science. Thank you.